The chief executive of the Lands Commission, Dr. Damilabi, says the fire that gutted the regional office today did not destroy documents of landowners. Monies were also not burnt because the commission does not keep monies in the accounts office. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Labi said the cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained.
We haven't started investigations yet. In terms of extent of damage, the portion of the building that got burnt actually got burnt very well. It starts from our accounts department through one of our registries to the conference room of the Surveyor Mapping Division, then their library, and then the director's office. It's one block, and then that is what got burnt. In terms of the documents that were in there, we are now going to do an assessment to see exactly how many documents got burnt. The good news is that the main land records at both the commission and the SMD are all intact. None of the main registries got burnt. So business can go on. People's documents are safe. So that is what the situation is at the moment. The commission is just about to start its meeting to look at the issues and the way forward.
Is there any way you can confirm whether some monies were also burnt? Because the accounts...
Monies? No. We operate an on-site banking system in the commission. So we don't keep money in any of the offices. The staff don't collect money. It's Merchant Bank that operates the on-site banking system. And where that is located was not affected. So I don't expect any money to be burnt because we don't collect money.
Now, so are you able to tell us what caused the fire?
As at now, no. I cannot say exactly what caused the fire. We are told that our security tells us that the fire, they were alerted at about 5 a.m. this morning. So it's likely the fire might have started either earlier or there about 5 o'clock. We are yet to identify the main cause of the fire.
You are telling the people of Ghana, especially your clients, that all documents are safe?
Yes, the main land records are safe, so there's no cause for panic.
Dr. Damilabi is the chief executive of the Lands Commission. Meanwhile, the PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglete, says the service will immediately initiate investigations to ascertain the cause of the fire.
You would talk about the cause of this fire, because when we came in there, first of all, ensure that the fire is really extinguished. Then we would put in our preliminary investigation to ensure that we really investigate this fire and get the exact cause of it. So it is too early for us to say what exactly might have caused this fire.
We got here that was 5:19 this morning, because a fireman was reporting for duty, and then on his bicycle, when he got close, he saw that no, there was a sign of a fire within this premises. So he called the fire service. They have alerted the watchmen on duty that there is fire inside. So within 3 minutes, we were here from our headquarters. So within 3 minutes, we got to the scene. When we got here, we realized that the whole premises was on fire. So the first thing that I got here has to call for an assistance. So they mobilized two additional firefighting engines and then one turntable ladder to assist in fighting this fire. You see, it took us about 1.5 hours to really extinguish this fire, because it even had it difficult accessing the fire. Because if you look at the windows, some of the windows are barricaded with this burglar pool. So how to access it and get to the real cause or the real burning materials within there to douse it with water was a problem. Because the housekeeping was also really bad. Housekeeping, I'm talking of the way things were packed within the offices. That has also aided the rapid spread of this fire within these offices, which is then.
Now, the PRO of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglete. Still with the fire service, the acting chief fire officer, Brigadier John Bosco Guyuri, has warned fire personnel who bypass the channels of communication to air their grievances that they will be dealt with according to the laid down service rules and regulations if found guilty. He told Radio Ghana that fire service is not a jungle, but a service whose rules must be respected. He explained that the welfare fund, which some personnel are complaining about, is not being mismanaged.
This is a fund that is being operated for their welfare. He will be held accountable if the account is misappropriated. And in any case, if he wants to be a signatory to the account, never withdraw any money from the account without a second signature. So it is not an issue for the commandant wanting to misapply the fund. He cannot withdraw. withdraw anything from the fund. And there is a management board. I have sort of identified that fire personnel, they like to wash their dirty linen in public either than addressing issues through the normal channels. There are channels of communication well laid out, but they prefer to use the unorthodox one by washing their dirty linen in public. This is not an issue to go to press. If you have any problem with the commandant and you don't want to go to the commandant, there are people above him, including myself. This issue was never brought to my notice until I saw it in the press. And I think it's in discipline at the highest order, and these issues will be investigated. And if anybody is found culpable, he will be dealt with appropriately. We have laws to run the institution. It's not a jungle, and people in uniform must behave themselves. They belong to a professional organization.
Are you saying that if any personnel is having a problem, he should not air it, or that because they went out of the normal channel to talk to the media, that is why you are saying that?
Nobody stops anybody from airing his grievance. But when you belong to a professional organization, we've laid down procedures for airing your views. You should not jump that procedure. You have to exhaust that procedure, and if you are not satisfied, you jump to whatever arena you want. But you don't prefer to go to press when you have not exhausted the existing chain or channels of communication in the service. It is gross indiscipline.
If you find out that there are just some few disgruntled personnel who are trying to disturb the order in the service, what action are you going to take?
The appropriate sanctions will be. I only hope that when we do investigate, we should get the people, if we get them, because they go there faceless as they are, so sometimes it's difficult to get them. But if we do get them, we shall discipline them in accordance with the rules and regulations governing the service.
Brigadier John Bosco Guyiri is the chief officer of the Ghana National Fire Service.